David Foster lives in Gloucester with his family. Works till paid time, through the daytime, comes home for tea. Steak and kidney, then with Sydney to his club and feels free. They close the bar, he finds his car, and then goes home to sleep. And his wife has been with Rosie in the parlor where it's cozy, watching telly, doing dishes, patching pants and making wishes. And he'll say, Bill should have wired, and not tonight's dear, I'm too tired. And life drifts slowly by in the provinces. Peter Foster goes to Gloucester for his first school day. Bites his teacher, sees a preacher, and is taught to pray. Sees some birds and learns some words. It's very, very rude to say. Yes, he's rather like his father was in his young day. And his father has discussions, holding forth about the Russians. Will the red Chinese attack us? Do we need the Yanks to back us? And in bed she feels his shoulder, but he grunts and just turns over. And life drifts slowly by in the provinces. Wedding rings come with strings, but love depends on the little things. Oh, could that still be really you? Is there anything time can't do? David Foster's been promoted, he's a decent sort. Peter's gone to dad's old public school, it's good for sport. They've even got a private parking place down in Huntingdon Court. Maybe soon he'll be a magistrate, the neighbors thought. Yes, and then he'll teach the beatniks and the hang around the streetniks and the good-for-nothing loafers who knock girls up on their sofas. And his wife is quite nice, really, though she seems a little dreamy recently. I was born and brought up on the east side of town, and my earliest days they passed quickly. I would play after school with the kids all around, in the sun and the dust of the back streets. Oh, all through my girlhood the war had its day, and my daddy, he would always be leaving. So my brothers and I, we would sit by her side, telling our tales through the evening. Oh, I grew with the days, and the boys came to call. In the back shed I learned about kissing, but I don't think my mother, she has noticed at all. For we've heard that my daddy is missing. Then my school days, they were over, and I went off to work. And my mother, she grew quieter and grayer. So one day I left her and went off to live with Billy, a saxophone player. In our broken down attic we laughed and made love, and all that we had we were sharing. Oh, we slept through the day and played into the night. God, we did as we pleased without caring. About a year's passed away, and he's left me one day to play in a faraway country. And the sun told my eyes, you've got no place to hide. As I waited to be having his baby. Oh, I lived in the park and the man passed instead. Each wondering which one had lost her. And one came to ask, could he buy me a meal? And he said he was called David Foster. We were married that month and I swore to myself somehow I'd pay back what I owed him. Cooking his supper and cleaning his boots. Yes, and kidding myself if I could love him. Oh, but my baby is grown and he's gone out to school. And he looks very much like his daddy. And David has buried himself in his work. And the time on my hands, it hangs heavy. Oh, the neighbors, they smile as we pass in the streets. And they make their remarks on the weather. But the butcher and baker deliver things now. And I've stopped going out altogether. Oh, I live by my mirror and I stare in my eyes. Just trying to make out who I see there. But I'm looking at a woman that I can't recognize. And I don't think that she knows me either. There are lines on her face and her hair is a mess. And the light in her eyes, it grows colder. In the morning there is nothing will change, ah, but yes, I will be just a little bit older.